Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Power scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Cimolai moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als fields it and throws to home to get Simulai. Charles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Askew moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Cott now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew scores. Dittmar moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. As Q hits a fly ball into right field, Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verhals moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. Allen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. John Wyatt now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cimolai hits a fly ball towards center. Green catches it and throws to first to double up Jimenez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Cott reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wyatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Bob Allison now playing right field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.